And Wright, in continuation of the visit with Viola, she lived with Sharp right there in front of Burnett Patterson, picking peas for 2 solid hours in the kitchen this Monday, the 8th of July, 74. Chandler went over, in a continuation of the visit with Viola in the kitchen, picking peas for 2 solid hours this Monday, the 8th of July, 74.
You know, one of my old friends was Miss Bootsy.
Yeah.
Now, when I got down here...
My old friend passed away a fire handle.
Oh, ain't that awful? Yeah.
I haven't known her a long time, too.
She used to teach Sunday school. Did you know her when she taught Sunday school?
Yes, I did. That's what's Miller. She's out there in the world. I didn't know she was my Christmas.
Oh.
Now that's just like it is. Of course, she did come back to church and join the church before she died.
But when you first noticed her, she wasn't.
She's out there in the world. Yeah. Dancing and cutting the food.
Oh, really?
Now, that's the truth. I wouldn't tell the tale on the bed for nothing. Buck dancing.
Is that right?
That's right.
Well, she slowed down a lot then, the time I knew her, didn't she? That was when she was young, you were talking about.
Well, she was young. All her children were grown.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think Joe was the youngest son. No. No, Joe was the youngest. But that was the youngest one. Harry Brown. But she said, you were the baby.
Well, I guess Bootsy was a good timer.
Mm-hmm. She's enjoying herself, look like, of course. I didn't care what that kind of enjoying, but she liked it.
But she always worked.
Yes, sir. She worked. Loading oranges like I don't know what, then.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. Waiting for Mr. Jim and loading oranges.
Let me tell you.
A heavy thing at all. He did hard work, kill your dad and don't too. I've done a little too hard of work myself.
Well, what hard work have you done?
Well, when I was carrying our houses and hauling stone, that was too much.
When you was hauling stone?
Yeah. I had to tear down that old this is now.
What filling station?
Down the road there. Mean shop to it down.
Yeah, and that's hard work?
Yes, sir. And left the stone and brought them home. The stone put them in the truck and brought them home. Waterstone. There where I went down.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's just a little too much.
Yeah.
Well,
dead. I remember Reverend Taylor come down there and said, well, you know, you're acting like you a man. They had a little stone, they had a little two at a time, and I had a little one of them. I paid for it too.
What happened to you?
Got on a ship.
What did it do to you?
Well, it made me miss a heat, what I could have lived off of. I had to stop work altogether. When I could let that long out of work right on. I wasn't making all that much. I was tearing the old house down. Feeling now.
Well, you got a right smart building stuff out of it.
Yes, I got some of the stones at the top, but I ain't done nothing with them.
Still got them?
Part of my soul, some of them. Some people told off some for me.
Yeah.
I had plenty of company. Sometime at night or when I'm going once.
Yeah.
People visit me good when I'm asleep or going off once.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, you know, somebody toted off Miss Daisy's wash pot.
Oh.
You remember that?
No, I didn't know about that.
No, sir, they told it off at wash pot.
I know it's been toting off wash pot. And I think it's trying to spy mine, but I hid it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where'd you hide it?
I hide it out there in the wild house.
I told Miss Daisy she ought to hide hers.
Mm.
Because people are already missing them before they got hers. And she wouldn't do it.
Yeah, they've been doing that, taking them wash pot.
Yeah.
Making the money off.
She just left it right out there where she got through with it.
Mm-hmm.
Well?
And she's through with it for once and for all.
That's right. And she had a good one.
Well, my folks always teach me don't bother nothing, don't belong to me.
Oh, yeah. But you see, you ain't the one to do it.
Oh,
sure. Oh, some of them. You know what they tell me is the ones that do that are the ones that have to go to the juke.
Yeah.
It ain't the people you know, you see, who does it.
And then sometimes you might be surprised to know who is doing it.
Yeah, I imagine so.
Mm-hmm.
And probably just as well you don't know, ain't it?
Right.
You want a little coffee?
Come here, Miss Sandy.
Sure you don't?
Come here. Is my you fix me a lot?
It's my breakfast coffee.
I'd put you a little sandwich out there if you want it.
My
friend,
too.
I keep my breakfast coffee and drink it all day.
You want a glass of milk or some water?
Yes,
some
water. Give us some of this good spring water out here, Faye.
Okay.
That's spring water?
Well, you just try it and see what you think. No, you know what? Now, you see, for a fella who don't belong to this country, I had a lot of good friends here.
Yeah.
You see Miss Daisy and Miss Liza and Miss Bessie?
Well, Miss Daisy's a good old soul.
Oh, she is. And Miss Anna, you see, Miss Anna Wood?
Yeah.
Mr. Patterson, I've had a lot of good friends.
I know Miss Bessie, but I didn't know be around her much. She always used to wake sore, and I did too.
Yeah.
Well, she seemed to be all right, but she's all right with me.
I used to sit down there on the porch there, Miss Liza, this time of year when the days was long, I'd go down there, you know, and just sit on the porch. And she'd come out there and sit in that rocker, and we just carry on. And I'd be up there at Miss Bessie's, you know, and she'd come up that lane talking, you know, you could hear her a long time before she got there.
Why'd you call that my mama over? I was here sometime no grandma. When she was sick, I'd be in there in the room there with her every night, and when I'd lay down and take my nap, I'd put two chairs right across in front of her bed. And I'd lay down right there. Or sometimes she looked like she wanted to get up, and she couldn't get up. She couldn't stand up. But she felt like she could get up, and she wanted to get up sometimes. So I'd put them chairs across there, so when she'd get up, see, go to get up. She'd have to get up, crawl on me. And she'd wake me up, and when she put her feet on me, I'd wake up. She'd say, "What you doing here, girl?" I said, "I know you're going to try to get up." I said, "Get back in that bed, honey. I know you're going to try to get up." She said, "Well, y'all sure is nasty. Don't want me to get up." I said, "Mama, you can't stand up." I said, "That's why we don't want you to get up, for you can't stand up."
But
she
still
said, "I can't stand up." I said, "No, man, you can't stand up. Look, don't want you to get up." She said, "Well, I'm tired of what y'all doing to me." I said, "Mama, we ain't doing nothing to you." That's her laugh at all. She get on back into bed. So the day she passed, I'd been up, sitting up there with all of you. You say to me, Your heart, you in your room. Say, "You sick? You about to get sick. You're messing with me." Said, "No, I ain't about to get sick, Mama." Said, "Oh, yes. You go in your room and lay down. Go in that room and lay down and take you a nap." Lucy, "Yeah, Vance, go in there." My sister Lucy, "Yeah, Vance, I'm in here." She said, "Go in there and take a nap." I said, you gonna sleep over Mama and Mama? She said, "You know I'm gonna sleep over Mama." She said, "What are you, sir? You go in there and lay down and take a nap." And I hadn't laid down and took a nap. Just said, "Took a good nap," and nearby came. And she said, "You think I'm gonna try to get out of bed, though?" She said, "Now I'm gonna turn over here and I'm gonna lay over here on my side. I'm gonna turn my back. I'll show you. I ain't gonna try to get out of bed." So Lou said, "Go ahead and lay down. I'll see what I'm told you gonna show you." And she laid over and hoiled over on her side. And when I got up, she's still laying there. Dead.
Is that a... What happened to her?
She passed.
Heart?
No, sir. She was sick already. And she told her she's leaving on the 11 o'clock train, but she didn't tell us that day. She'd been told us that. So I went to bed when laid down by 10 o'clock that day. And my brother come in 11 o'clock, right after 11. He told Lou and me. Lou started to cry. Don't start that rock. So asleep. So it looked like I couldn't wake up. So he come on and called me. He said, He said, don't worry yourself now. He said, Mama gone. I went in there, she was gone.
And she had already told you she'd gone off on the 11 o'clock train.
But she told us that 3 days before then. That was 3 days before she died. You see, I ain't going home on the evening train. See, I'm going home on the morning train. And she had called Blanche and told Blanche what solo she wanted to sing. But solo, she told her the solo she wants her to sing.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I said she done got all right. She wasn't talking no more about dying. I said she done got all right. Of course, she acted like she's a whole lot better. This world over there, this and that. Now, let me show you. I got sense, so I ain't going. Get out no bed. So you go and lay down. Take you right there for me to get out the way. I don't ready to leave and look at me. She didn't want to look at me while she's gone.
And that was 10 o'clock when she is telling you that.
Yeah. And I went on and laid down and they woke me up. She's dead. They woke me up.
By 11 o'clock,
and you wasn't thinking of anything like that? Well, I done said she's
all
right. Yeah. I done got it in my mind. Well, that's just the way. That's the way it had to be, so she didn't want me to see it. And I might have would have had enough, I'd have been up. Might have would have hold up a while. But I might have would have started to worry and looking. And she might have started looking at me and couldn't go.
Yeah.
But her time was out and hardly she'd have went, but it wouldn't have been as easy as she had it by herself. She had it all by herself. She could go right on. Sleep. Just slept away.
Yeah.
Looked like she was asleep.
And your brother come in and he's the one that found her.
Yeah.
Well, now let's see. That's been 20 years.
It's been 24.
24 years.
Yeah.
Now, where was you living then?
Yeah, I was living in Bolton. I lived in Bolton.
Well, you've lived around one place and another, haven't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I live in Bolton. I was away from my sister.
Oh, that's right. That's right. There was. There was plenty of work around in the country then.
Yeah.
With all that squash to pick and everything like that.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Well, I was thinking to go to New York, but she came sick and I stayed. I'd have been in New York if she hadn't been sick. She stayed sick for months before she died. I went to see her for a go up north, and I see her condition. I went back and told them. That next day to come at me, I told them no, I couldn't go. Mom was sick.
Yeah, you were still a young woman then.
Yeah.
40, you was 4 years old.
Somewhere around in 40.
Yeah, you could have gone to New York or anywhere you wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
You never got off up to New York?
Yeah.
You never got off up there?
Never got off.
Up to New York?
I have went on the season.
Oh, have you?
Yeah. I used to follow the season up there. My mother used to tell me all the time, oh, this is Rolling Stone no good no more.
What did she say?
Rolling Stone no good no more.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
she didn't want me to go.
Did you gather any?
No, sir.
It's kind of hard to gather it on them, on your when you're out like that.
Yes, sir. I see it wasn't no good in this office. Yet.
You didn't do it very much?
No.
Where all did you go when you...
Well, I'd have done the right thing if I'd have quit me, she told me.
Yeah. Where all did you go?
I just went to Savannah.
Well? That's a good ways.
Yes, that's a long ways. About 1,500 miles.
How much?
About 1,500.
Yeah.
I ain't that much about a Georgia, that's around New York.
Oh. Way up there.
Yeah.
Well, I thought you meant Savannah, Georgia. That's still a good ways. Me, it is.
Well, what were you doing in Savannah, New York?
We was working in Sarah and
oh,
Carol and everything, Arthur and everything. Else.
But you couldn't save much out like that.
No, the things were so high.
Everything you bought, you had to shell out for.
Yeah. Take out on this farm. You can plant a little something and grow it while the farm going on and have something growing home and then go out there and pick up enough to eat off the farm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you pick the peas for the people, they're going to give you something to eat. A bean or anything like that. Most of them eat some meat, so some of them will eat vegetarian then on. Them kind of people, I don't see a lot of work for them kind.
Well, let me tell you, you can't, I don't see how anybody makes it unless they get little vegetables to sell.
Well, some of them actually won't let, I know, I like to pick beans from people. I was going on truck holder and wasn't the people I was picking beans for. It's a man driving the truck. He didn't like to bring nothing home on his truck. I got him a bucket. And I put myself in it and I sit on the bucket, you know. I went up there to the place that day. Somebody said we had to get off. He was in that truck. He searched around. He found all the buckets there. But mine. How many did he find mine?
He was sitting on yours.
I done got off. I got out to the school too. And one man, he told, that's who coat this is. The man wasn't on his coat. Now who busted this is? And I don't know whether he owned his bucket or not. I think he got the bucket after. But I don't think he owned the bucket then. He said, well, I need this coat to my little boy. He don't know who coat it is. That man took that man's coat. Well, I ain't doing anything for mine. I'm on. Cause I was pretty rough then.
You were pretty rough then?
You know what? I had to mess with me. You wasn't paying nothing, no, huh? 15 cents a crate. And then go messing with me. And then I had to take a long ride off. I got there to the place to get off. Something happened out there. Oh yeah, one day I didn't know when the truck come up. Or they come up on the hill. He didn't come in the field. He come on the hill. All of them left and left me out in the field. When I missed everybody, then I quit picking and I left. I got on there to the place. He done said he wasn't enough to pick me up no more. And when I got off the truck to go home, I said, Tom. Yeah. I said, you said you ain't gonna pick me up no more? Yes, that's what I say. I said, pay me off. Pay me off. I ain't got my money yet. Now, you owe me for over a week's wait because I missed coming last week. I said, pay me off. I missed it payday last week. I said, pay me off now. And I won't never ride the truck no more. I ain't the one to pay y'all. I said, well, you won't carry me back to get my pay. I said, don't your truck go wreck? My truck go wreck. I said, I pointed, shook my finger at him. I said, yeah, if I don't ride on it, it's going to wreck. Yes. Louis said, Louis, is that woman crazy? You say, well, I tell you one thing. You better not mess with old Spike. See, because something happened to you. He said, well, yeah, something happened to you if you mess with him. He said, girl, you can So, I went on back down the truck the next day and then went up there and it got paid off. And they gotta pay it off. I got the other girl money for her too, but she was done made her get off the truck. And I said, nah, thank you. Thank you, Jesus, thank y'all. I won't be worried with y'all no more. He said, well, we're getting scared with people. Yeah, you be sure to come back tomorrow. I said, come back away. I said, now you done treat me like a dog. Well, now, you want the special one we want to come after, though. No, you don't want me back here no more. But they like you talk to me the other day. I said, I just want to come back till I get my money. I said, then I'm through with your truck. Your truck, Mr. Chun. I said, thank you and good day.
Now, where'd that happen?
I live in Gale, and then this man is standing making over.
Oh, that was right here.
Yeah. He died shortly after that. Mr. Turner, he died shortly after that. He had a big old bean truck he hauled people. Say he stayed there making over.
Yeah.
Say that big old stout white man. figure he lived on it.
There was a fella used to live out there past Coleman named Turner.
Had a big truck?
I don't know.
I expect out of him.
I don't know whether he had a big truck or not.
That was making all the junction on.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's awesome.
Well?
He was a big stout fellow.
Coleman had trouble with him.
Well, everybody had trouble with that man. Well, he just putting them off the truck. Most of them are scared of him. Yeah, I just told him what I thought about it.
He had a boy. This fella, the Coleman, out there in White Coleman, he had a boy.
Yeah.
And he'd put a nice boy, but he'd get to drinking.
I think I ain't talking about that boy.
And then his daddy, you see, would sort of take up for him. If he got into trouble, he'd go pay him out and all like that. And the way I got it from Coleman, it's a lot of the trouble the old man had was on account of that boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dad had trouble with all the fever. And he'd dog him around, throw him off that truck, make him get off his truck. He wouldn't be got the money. Couldn't go get the money.
Oh.
Throw the stuff out what people give him. Wouldn't let him haul it on his truck.
Well, that's pretty rough, wasn't it?
Sure. Oh, well, he didn't throw mine out of the house, had me. The rest of them be out on the ground, mine be sitting there. He said, man, a little coma. You haven't not seen mine.
Yeah. He wasn't looking for
you. I went back in that bucket, when they brought that bucket, them buckets out there, I went back there to see my bucket in there. My bucket is sitting right in there.
Yeah. He wasn't looking for your bucket.
He just fixed so he didn't find it. Gotta ask him quick, Mr. Turner, where is my bucket?
That's funny, old man Turner. Now, his daughter's still living over there.
Yes.
I don't know her.
I don't know her. I don't know none of. I didn't know none of them but him.
Yeah.
I just know him by he driving the truck.
I know Coleman said that's that's where he wound up. His daughter didn't want to live out in the woods. He didn't want to live over at Micanopy, but she wouldn't go out there in the woods, so he had to go over there where she was.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I understood Coleman to say.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where he wound up, right there on that little road coming out this way from Micanopy.
What, got hurt? You got hurt?
I think he just, when he got old, that's just where he wound up.
He didn't have to be all that old. That man didn't.
Well, maybe it's a different one.
I guess so. Might have been a brother or so.
Because the one Coleman talked about, hell, I get the idea now he's older than Coleman.
Mm-hmm.
So that'd make him too old, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Well, I don't know you. That's been a long time back.
That's been a long time, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they used to steal hands off them trucks. Somebody would come, they'd have hands on the truck, and somebody would come up and lure them off, give them a little extra. Did you ever see that?
No.
I've seen them do it.
Mm-hmm.
Not around here, of course, but I've seen them do it.
Well, they wasn't paying none for beans, and they wasn't paying 15 cents per cup.
Yeah.
Some places were paying 25, but most places went then they wasn't paying 15 cents. And she was glad to see them.
15 cents a crate?
Yeah.
Well,
I said, well, you're getting something to eat for your money, baby.
Yeah. That's right. You get something for your money. Yes. You never did work for old Coleman, did you?
No. Coleman. Oh, what a Coleman.
Butter, yeah.
I picked off peanuts for him, I think.
Is he pretty hard boy fella to work for?
Well, he seemed to be all right, Mr. Shop carried me out there with him. Got along all right.
Somehow I got the idea that he wasn't too easy to please. You had to.
Yeah. Well, I didn't have no dealing with him. But me and his wife would be together.
Oh, Miss Annie?
Yeah. I used to go out there and see her anyhow. And they'd go out there and they asked me about picking off some peanuts. So I went out there and helped them pick up off some peanuts.
Oh, I see. Well, that'd be different.
And I wanted something to eat, so just picked off and I got something to eat. Kind of mess on like that. I used to go out there to see a regular when I had a way to get out there.
That's right, you got to have a way to get out there.
Yeah.
Well, how would you get out there?
Well, when shop was able to drive,
living
and able to drive his truck.
Yeah.
Me and him used to go out there and see him.
You'd go out to see Miss Annie?
Yeah.
Well, now, Miss Annie never, she ain't working much.
No, I don't think so. I know they got some peas on their bushes and they picked them. But they don't got dry. Peas don't got dry. I mean, they got a heap of peas on. They ain't got much planted, but this bushes is loaded with dry peas. I passed there the other day, going fishing. Ain't caught in there, no. Ain't caught in there, so just walk away. Come on. Other side of the house, that's trussing. I didn't tell nothing.
Oh, and you walked?
Yeah.
Well, that was a long walk.
From Wood Coma House to the truck.
Well, I got no.
So we walk along talking, going down to that truck, and all of us would walk up there before we knew it.
Yeah, that's Well, you could make a trade with some of your friends to run you out there, and then you could walk back.
Coleman. Well, I see them every now and again down to the store.
Yeah. He drives that old, truck.
Yeah.
He don't drive Emma much now, does he?
Without who?
Emma.
A mule?
Uh-huh.
I don't never see that mule now.
I ain't seen that mule either. Coleman had some sweet potatoes over here last year, and he brought Emma over here a couple of times and plowed.
Yeah.
And she looked like she's all right then, didn't she, Faye?
Yeah.
Did you make good?
No. Didn't make a thing.
We sure were sorry.
What do you think happened to him?
Didn't make no tail talk?
And
didn't make no potatoes at all. They made some little old seed potatoes. Mm. Not many of them.
Must have been something wrong with the vine.
And I don't think they, Coleman's made much up his house.
Must have been the seed.
Well, the same seed he'd been using, and the year before he had his pretty sweet potatoes, and they tasted as good as any I ever had.
They were going to walk.
Maybe why?
They were going to walk.
Well, they done wore out the year before. They'd been there a long time.
They was just not wore out, no. You know, the thing keep on going. It's just going to come by and by. It's so wet. It ain't going to be no good. They'd get fresh seed.
Well, it wouldn't be fine potatoes one year and then wore out the next.
Of course, I don't know. Maybe I never asked it.
Oh, they was. I thought, too. I didn't expect to have such good potatoes as that. But they was good size, and oh, they did taste.
Well, we about to fill them up, then. Yep, this is the last one.
They did taste good. Oh, they did.
I see, I've shelled that much. And look at that, how many seashells. Seashells on you.
Oh, I shelled a handful. Here's, say, I'll give you the some.
Oh, I gotta make my, I don't want these old dirty ones.
But now you gotta take them the way they come.
Well, I have to wash, when I wash them, I have to.
Well, there ain't any dirty ones in there.
You
just take them now the way they are, and then. what's a little speculative on a pea gonna hurt? If you tell me that.
Tell you, one bad egg is four dozen. It's just four mess of peas if you got rotten one in there.
It will. Mm-hmm. Well, just put a little ham, ham hock in it, a little bacon. That'll take it up.
That's right, a little salt bacon.
That'll make it work.
That is right. Well, you got a lot of bed, you know. Moldy hair than what it would be. But I tell you, it sure is nice to weed them out as you go along. It makes washing them a lot easier. And you just put yours in plastic bags and put them in the refrigerator?
Yes.
In the freezer?
Yes. That's our little sun.
Yep. There's a little shower coming up.
I ain't gonna get the full of my toothpaste.
Hmm?
I don't think I'm gonna get the full of my toothpaste.
Oh, I bet you do.
Yeah.
I don't imagine it's gonna rain that much.
Yeah.
He pay you by the crate?
Yeah.
Well, you'll have to search. Fill your two crates.
Well, if I don't get it, that you can't mess with it. That's the Lord's way for being able to win. It rain, that's the Lord's way.
There's nothing you can do about that, is it?
Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna try on you. When he's working, I'm gonna sit right down and listen.
He wouldn't be old man Sam Turner, would he?
I don't know. It don't seem like that is what his name.
See, I didn't know him. I just, all I know him is, well, I know him through Coleman and also Miss Mary over there, Miss Mary Guthrie. She knowed him.
Well, all I know is Miss Turner.
So, you know the Turner?
Yeah.
Old man Sam Turner. That's funny, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
If Coleman's over here, we'd find out in a hurry, wouldn't we?
Yeah. I'll tell you the truth, I'm glad I'd be like Turner. That man made me so mad I felt like Turner. He's Turner.
Well, that sounds like him.
She talks so biggity. Now I know anything I need to figure out to them. Now listen, you're going to pay me. Oh, if you don't pay me back yonder, you're going to pay me because you didn't care about it to get my money today. I said, I'm going to have my money. That little bit of money I made, it ought to been yonder. Went Tuesday, Wednesday. I said, well, I went Tuesday and didn't pay all. And no sooner now I had to go to my job for work. I said, then y'all pay it all. I said, you gonna carry me to get my pay. Pay me and then go there and get them. No? Louis said, oh, yeah, man, you better talk and say talk. See, don't you wear a bed, look.
Yeah, that sounds like it. Now, you never worked
for a man. These people down here wrecked that truck one of these days. You people turning these people off and putting them off the truck and not getting them no satisfaction. Some of them come down here and wreck that truck.
You tell him that?
That's what our Lewis told him.
That's what Lewis told
him. See, some of these women that come wreck that truck, all these women you done stole off the truck. See, you had bad luck or they stole that your truck. He said, Willie? You come on back and get him.
Changed his tune, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Old man time. But she didn't work for Coleman. She worked with Miss Annie, see?
Yeah, that's what she said. She visited with Miss Annie.
Yeah, and then they went out.
I'd go visit her. And I'd well, the peanuts with him and her. Me and her sit down and pick them off. And the shop be out there doing something else. I don't know what all they be doing sometimes. They come in and help you, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Hi there. There's, I met them and I got along all right with them. And she's a settled woman I used to go out and visit. I always. I always try to see after these folks rolling out. Gotta look around at them. See, can I help them any they're older than I am? Folks, I don't reckon the young folks might not be that way by me. But.
No, they won't be that way.
But that's the way you feel.
But after all, when I be. I think if I be nice to these old folks, I think the Lord will take in. I think he'll look out for me. He'll make a way.
Sure.
That's who I'm trusting anyhow. Can't trust man and woman. That's trust the Lord.
Yeah.
You never worked for anybody who was mean to you.
Oh, I guess so. But look like most of them I worked for. Vote a deal go around, look like it turned and be better.
Is that right?
That's what it seemed to be.
You didn't.
I worked for Mr. Fred Wood a long time. They said he was kind of hard. Well, they just as nice as they can be with me.
Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. I go to the store time, but they got a post office. I go there all the time. And it is so nice. Tell me, I ain't got no business out of work. Miss Jane, she just as free as she can be. Oh, I don't see. There's nothing else but that's nice to me.
Well, a lot of them try to beat you after you do the work, and then they don't want to pay you and things like
mm-hmm.
that. You ever have that happen?
Yes, sir, I've had that to happen. But most of that happened in Gainesville. In the kitchen.
Oh.
Woman told me that I quit waiting for that time. She said, I said, no, I was making the picture when they paid me.
Yeah?
I told her, I sure was glad you didn't know. My gosh, well, that was a fine way to act. And I wouldn't have quit. The woman had done abused me so. And treated me all kind of ways. And I was the maid. I was to go up. Wash dishes and go up and sweep up. Well, the table waiter was coming with the table. But the table waiter didn't come back. He said, hurry up. I want you to step on it now. Hurry up. Because you're going to have to wait the table too, because it don't look like you're coming. I said, what table, man? You step on it there. Hurry up. Step on it. Look out, you don't want to do nothing. I just stepped right on the broom and looked at her. She said, hot dog it. I wish I could sweep. I said, yeah, your broom. Oh, that old lady just ran and kicked. She came me on Friday. I'm afraid to take all the tablecloth off, dirty or no dirty. And I said, well, I'm going to stop and take it off, hey, dirty. Take it off, dirty or no dirty. Well, I'm going to take it off. That tablecloth wasn't dirty. I'm going to make you pay for it, too. I said, well, I don't know how to wait for you. And she ran around there. I said to myself, well, it won't be like this long. When that sad night comes, she paid me off. I said, well, I sure thank you. I said, I won't be back. Tomorrow you had to get somebody. I wish I'd have known to join y'all. When did you get your dime? I said, well, Lord. I said, I'm glad you didn't know it.
You just let her go for a while
until
you got your money.
That's right. I act nice and usual until I got the lion hand out of my mouth.
Well, what was it? Was she mean, just mean, or was
she
just...
Yeah, she's
just
nice about me.
Just nice about me.
Yeah.
Just couldn't please her.
So she tell me I'd say it.
Was you?
Well, I told a grown folk don't say grown folk.
You told her what?
Grown folk can't say grown folk. I don't need a man with me.
Well, you know, it ain't always just what you say. It's a lot of times it's just the tone of your voice.
But I was working hard trying to get through where I could come on downstairs. You always want me to wash towels and do everything else. I got on there what met me somebody. I got to wait table. And I done my job, now I had to go wait table. I had to do another person's job and wasn't going to get no more money.
Yeah.
Well, give us $3 a week.
$3 a week?
Yeah.
And you had to keep your own family going.
Well, it wasn't nobody but me and my little boy. But I had a daughter too, but my daughter stayed with mom.
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't enough to take care of.
You got $3 a week.
Yeah.
You work every day?
Yeah. Every day is Sunday too.
Sunday too?
Yeah. I have a few hours off. From two to about 4:30 or something like that I have off.
Mm-hmm.
Sometime I go home and it's like I had a little boiler to wash. I just wash it out. Next day, all right, and clear it back. That's the only way I'd make my little extra. To help take care of my child.
Yeah.
Oh, he was a growing boy and he eat a heap too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. $3 wouldn't last too long with him, would it?
No, sir. But that's what they're saying in them kitchen. But I was getting mine just feeding me. But I had house rent to pay. Well, I guess I better go back and see if I saw them crates.
Well, if they pick you up at 4:30, I guess you'll have just about time to fill them, won't you?
Well, they won't hardly be ready to carry me in. Might be by 6 before I go home.
Oh, you can fill those crates for that time.
I ain't gonna say I'm gonna stay out in the field that long, but they graze them out. I help them grade them out sometimes.
You ever get lonesome out in the field? I never do.
No, sir.
Out in the field is...
Them pea vines keep you company.
Yeah.
Don't the hard heat will.
And you got that music up there. That little bitty bird that sings so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
See, out there, you see, there ain't any noise and you can hear.
Yes.
The water's off.
Thank you. guy?